hold that up, please?
Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. I think. Yeah. Oh, shoot, it went back. I did nothing. Okay. Went down to the bin. Do they know where to come to bat?
No copy of the.
Okay. I mean, they know to come to the bat.
They'll call me when we get here.
Okay. We are live. Testing, praise the Lord, hallelujah. How you doing, my friend?
I'm well, how are you?
Man, you know, man, it's good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Come on, man.
Amen. Had a good weekend. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was a wonder. I think I told you a little bit off air, man. I was at about 3 different church services on yesterday, and all of them were great.
Well, no wonder you, that's a full day.
It is.
Man, they can weigh on you the next day, the following day on Monday. It's not the day.
Come on.
It's the day before.
Come on. Amen.
But it's good to be here. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Amen.
Thank God. Once again, we welcome you here to KB Radio TV Evening Praise with yours truly, Pastor White. Welcome to the broadcast. Amen. We hope and pray that your weekend was well, your Sunday was perfect, and your day is going even better. We're glad you chose to stream in with us this evening. We've got it locked and loaded with BO. We have guests that are going to be coming in shortly. They're a little caught in traffic, but they'll be here as soon as they can get here. And we look forward to a wonderful broadcast program that hopefully that will bless you, the listeners that are streaming live. So with that in mind, we're going right to BO. We've got it locked and loaded right now. With who we got coming up?
We got none other than Walter H. Hawkins right here on KAZ Radio.
Yeah.
Another video after this? You sure? Okay.
I have
kind of.
We're going to have to introduce you.
We're going to introduce you to podcast.
like, hopefully it helps you expand your ministry. I know you just started pastoring. I want to help you.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to introduce the other video because I got to make a transition. Okay. You sure you don't want to say nothing?
If you need me to.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man. I tell you, God is good.
All right. That was Walter Hawkins and whatever it is. We know what it is, the Holy Spirit. We thank God for our guest now who's here now. I'm sorry that I didn't warn you about the traffic, but we are certainly glad to have with us today, tonight, Pastor Nathaniel. And we're going to allow him to give us the name of his church. And we're going to allow him to get his breath while we get another visit.
Another visit. Amen.
Here. But I'm glad you're here. I'm thankful that you're here today. And thank you. That's all I can say. Are you all right?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Okay. Doing well?
Just had to find out where you were, but everything's good now.
Great. I'm going to ask that you would just give the name of your church and where you're located.
The name of the church is Christian Light Church. We're currently located on the corner of 111th and Woodland. And we worship inside Greater Fellowship Assembly, which is pastored by Bishop Carter.
Okay.
So we use the fellowship hall side, which is right on 111th Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So people would know that. And if you're in the city, ever in the city of Cleveland, feel free to visit. Pastor Williams, you've been pastoring for about a year now, correct?
Well, here we've been there a little bit over a year and then. We've been going for some time, but that's just a good location for us.
Okay. Are any plans to teach your own place?
Well, oh, most definitely.
Okay.
So let's see how the Lord will lead us. Yeah. So, you know, maybe if I get out of it and make that happen, you never know.
Well, we go into this ministry, and hopefully this will help enhance. The purpose of the broadcast or the program that God gave me was to help our Christian brothers and sisters and to help do anything I can to help grow the kingdom of God in the ministry. It's not about denomination. It's not about creed or color. It's about our brothers and sisters in Christ coming together for the good of the kingdom. And so, and I thought about you. I've been wanting to bring you down here for a while. And you just happened to be heavy on my mind when I called you. So I figured I would give you a call. You know, with you first now, you know, pastor now for a year, and I know that can be very hectic and very busy, and so I try to give leeway and leave to, you know, give special consideration to that. I've been pastor now for 11 years, and so, and it hasn't slowed down. In fact, the pace has picked up. Well, I can imagine a year, I can know in a year that. There's a lot of transition, a lot of growth, a lot of getting to know you, getting to know me, and just learning to trust one another. And so I try to give leeway. But you've been in the ministry for quite some time now.
Oh, it's been a good while. Since 1983. So it's been 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about your roots, where it all started. Because, you know, with the person I know now, that I remember we played basketball together.
Amen.
And so now the man that you are now, you're even greater man now because of what Christ has done for your life. But there are some gospel roots. There are some roots.
Okay.
I could just see it.
Well, I'll tell you, my roots began my mom and my dad. It's one of those things. They didn't send us to church. They took us to church. I tell this all the time. If you had two legs, you had to give the station wagon. But if you had four legs, you could stay home. So the dog stayed home. But everything with two legs, my father and mother saw to it that we were in church, and that had a great impact on us. There we got to know the Lord, and all of us are saved. We thank God for that. And he gave us this little thing. He scared us so. He told us if we ever go to jail, we're going to stay there.
Well,
and because he made a point that he worked too hard and he brought us up the right way here. And so that put some fear in us, and we had to fear God. We also had to fear my father, which was good. And so we're blessed to have a mother and father. And my roots began with him, taking us to a place called New Joshua, Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah.
So That's where we grew up, and that's where God left us, and now we have to love
him. Now, have you been a Buckeye all your life? Or were you
I'm
ready?
A Buckeye. Okay. Yeah, my parents are from Arkansas, but I'm a Buckeye.
Okay.
My mom had me. I think if she could have had me in church, she would have had me there.
Well, I hear a Southern. I hear a Southern accent. So
well, it must be
that.
From her.
Okay. Okay. I hear that. Yeah. Well, I am. We are certainly glad to have you with us. And
how are things going, Brad? Things are going well. We just were able to. We had a special musical yesterday. One of our mothers in the city, Mother Maggie Berry. She's a member of the Mother of Second Mount Carmel Baptist Church. Did a concert for us. It was a wonderful time. Had a surprise appearance by Lucretia Bowden, great singer in the city, and her daughter played, and they just came and blessed us, so we were really blessed.
But now, not only are you a pastor, minister, but you're also a musician.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. 2 years old, my dad, I got a picture of that too, gave me my first piano, and been playing ever since. And that piano and that musical ability has fed my family, and still today, is feeding us, so we thank God.
Now, are you self-taught, or did you take
I took lessons. I also went to a music school settlement. And then later on, I went to Cleveland State and graduated from there.
Okay.
So music has been a big part of my life.
Great. Now, you also are in a singing group.
Now, I was. Now, the hits a few changes have happened.
Okay.
I was part of the Gospel Travelers for, here recently, 6 years.
Okay.
But now, recently, gave that up. We got to, we went back, 30 years ago, we were doing this. Mm-hmm. So we just picked it up again. But now I've separated from that. Pretty much, independent, doing as the Lord leads me. Have my own CD, so.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it on your Facebook website.
So we're expecting God, and so far things are going well with that.
Okay.
And I'm like you. I want to see others become saved and just turn the city in the right direction.
Now, you talked about your father, and shortly we're going to go into what our father talked about.
Okay, sure.
The men are very absent from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a conservative church. In fact, mm-hmm. I have some facts here. I was just on the website when I got up from work and just kind of looking at some of the facts that I had pulled up on David Marl's website. And whether we agree with it or not, it's still something that really needs serious attention. We know that our men, for some other reason now, are missing from our churches.
Yeah.
And why that is happening and what we can do to help bring them back, I always say live by example, but sometimes it seems like it's not enough.
Yeah.
It seems like we can do a little better.
I was fortunate enough, and I think this is a big part of my life, to have my father, who, as I stated before, he took me to church. He didn't send me. He didn't, watch me. He was there. He led the family, took us there. A lot of our young men today don't have their father there. And it does make a difference. But even with that in play, we, the men that are there, we have to be some type of role model and example to help these young men get on the right track. It just really troubles my heart.
It does, yes. It does, and I'm just one to believe that it starts in the home.
Okay.
My father passed away when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't in the church, but we had those church's roots.
Right.
And even if there's not a man in the house that's a role model, there ought to be a man in the family that can at least mimic or model a role model or what a man of God should be.
Right.
Okay, but it's not for the children to search for that example. It's for the men who are mature in Christ to be the example that they need to see in their lives.
I don't know who coined this phrase that it takes a village to raise a child. I think somebody stated that Hillary Clinton had wrote a book to that end. But I still think that that's a big part of it. And, as we reach out with the love of Christ, certainly, we've got to reach out to those men there. Men who are troubled, angry, just got kind of all kinds of issues. But certainly, God loves them.
Yeah.
And we should love them and have to bring them.
Amen.
You know what it should be?
Amen.
Well, listen, we're going to video, and the topic that we're discussing this evening is the word of the men. Because we really want to know. I stress this to the, we have very few men in our church, and we're basically a church that's run, we transition now it's time to build. And I always try to enforce that, or not enforce it, but try to influence that. that we need to go out and get the men. They're not going to just come. Now, they may show up every now and then for a little help, a little change, a little food. But how do we get them to stick? And I think that's the challenge that we're facing today as men of God. So before we go into that, we're going to go back to video. Okay, we're going to allow you to catch your breath a little more because you're very tired.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to look that
way. No, that's okay. You're fine. I'm glad you're here. I really am. I am so glad you're here. And so we're going back to video, Apostle. Whatever you have locked and loaded, we'll hear from that.
You know what? I'm going to move his mic because it's covering his face. And let's see.
Okay.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He sounds great. Yeah, he sounds great.
You must be, because I'm not getting any messages.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are good.
Saying we can't hear you. You're doing great. Yeah, we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk a little more about Boxcast and KLE.
Okay.
Sure. Something you feel like you want to do. Our general manager will give you all that information, and I do anything I can to help you with
this. Can't cover the past space, you know. We gotta make sure. See you, sir.
Now you are the only child. You're the only boy.
Only boy. Six
sisters. Six sisters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is the better?
Yeah. Two more.
I'm sorry about that. The escalator not work. The escalator was off, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I had to get
the try
to
get my party
upstairs.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. No, this is yeah. This is it. But now, did you want to take callers or?
We can.
Kingdom A through Z.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Secret.
Yeah, we're gonna make that. We're gonna change that. I've been doing this 12 years. We're gonna change that. All right, we're back with my main man, Dr. Reverend Timothy White. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, but I'm not alone. I have the wonderful Pastor Nathan Williams here as our guest, and we're talking about where are the men. Mm-hmm. And we were talking briefly about your family. You have six sisters and you're the only
six boys. Sisters, yeah. I got two of them are preachers.
Oh, okay.
We got two preachers, two teachers.
So how hard was that growing up in the family? Were they very overprotective?
No. Some believe that I'm spoiled. I'm not. I'm well loved. I put it that
way. Amen.
But they were very, I said, protective and loving to their brother. We've had our learnings, you know. One of those,
yeah,
we are. They're wonderful. All of them are saved and serving the Lord. So, we got one sister who just moved away.
Okay.
She did a great work here in the city for quite some time. She taught Black history down in Cleveland State, but now have another position in Washington. So she's doing
great.
God for that.
You know, the upbringing that you had with your mother and father, the siblings can't help but to be close. And I try to instill this in my younger ones. I tell my son now, who's 9 years old, watch out for your sister.
Right, right.
This is your sister. She's your sister before anyone else.
Yeah,
right.
And so that's why I'm instilling that in him now.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we have our little disagreements, and you have to allow space for that. But when it comes down to protecting one another, apart from being at home, there are no disagreements and dividing divisions.
Right.
And so I try to instill that, and I think that's very important as a young, as a toddler. Well, a toddler growing into a young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 9, but soon if he lives long enough, eventually he's going to be a man.
Yeah.
So the training starts at an early age. And I think kind of what we're dealing with here as far as the men being absent from the church is a lot of them didn't receive that upbringing like you and I received from our families. And now that the church, I would say that the church structure now has appeared to take on a different facet or different face now, a little more contemporary. As opposed to the traditional style that we were brought up on now, it seems as though a lot of our younger men, even some of our older men now, are leaving the traditional style of church worship now. And now it seems as though which I don't have a problem with, is honoring God.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's simply the style of worship that you choose to be in, that you feel that you just have to be in it because it's the thing that's in now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that this honor. And I think this is kind of what's driving the men away from the church today.
Oh, boy. I tell you, there's just a number of factors. I believe it's time. The devil has been, since the beginning of time, seeking to divide the family. And certainly he has a play in that. We don't want to give him too much credit because we do have a responsibility just to obey God. And if we would do that, that'll nullify the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has that power. And we just celebrated, I said this not so long ago, we just celebrated the resurrection of Christ, and it seemed like the church had just forgot about that and went on to something else.
Right.
But we had power on that Sunday. Then the power was, went away. We really need it now because there's so much happening to men, and black men in particular. So we need to be back with God.
Yeah, and it's, it's not an easy job. It's not an easy work, but it has to be done.
Yes.
I mean, if our families are going to be families that God is calling for, it has to start at the head. Because when God created man, he created male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the Bible says about husbands love your wives. Christ
Amen.
Loves the church. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the nurturing of the Lord. So it starts with our attitude and with our demeanor. And how we carry ourselves not only before our children and our family, but how we carry ourselves between people, before people in general.
Yes.
But a greater responsibility also lies upon those of us that are in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just share some facts with you.
Okay.
It says the typical U.S. congregation draws an adult crowd that's 61% female, 39% male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on any given Sunday, there are 13 million more adult women than men in American churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if this is factual, but these are some of the facts that I brought up. This was based on his website. And visually, you have to kind of agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Based on what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to leadership in the church, of course, men far away.
Sure.
But when it comes to congregational members, I mean, there's just no contest. And you can see that. And
well, you know what? Let's take a couple callers. Let's see. Let's get the number out so people can call in and chime in on your conversation. The call in number, folks, for those of you who are listening, got quite a few folks listening out there. The number is 323-870-4016. Again, that number is 323-870-4016. Give us a call and give us your opinion on why the men ain't coming to church.
And it is an opinion. I mean, it's a troubling fact, but it's something that has to be addressed. You know, I heard one pastor say, you know what, it was the woman who led the man away from the garden. Now it's her responsibility to lead him back. Now, I don't agree with that. It made sense as you know, when I heard it when I was younger. But now that I'm a little more mature, a lot more mature spiritually, when I really think about it, it really has no biblical basis at all.
But you know, black men in particular have a I won't say a disdain for church. I mean, they have a disdain for religion.
Okay.
And I know that that's why you have these 3 percenters or 6%, all these other different groups, you know, and, you know, Black Jesus movement, all that, because they don't want to submit to the white man's Christianity religion. That's how they look at it. You know, I hear that, you know, and so, you know, we've been blessed to understand faith and redemption and salvation and all those very important things that aren't religious, but are relationship, you know, relational.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the problems, you know, that we're having with some of our young black men and black men in particular, is that their faith. They don't really understand that it's about faith,
mm-hmm.
and not about all the religions that we see. Because I have a Bishop Terry, he always used this line. He said he talked to a young man, invited him to church, and he said, why should I join the Crips? They said, the Crips? What do you mean? We're not the Crips. Well, you got the Baptists, and you got the Pentecostals, and you got the Seventh-day Adventists, and all y'all are the part, you know, the denomination. You're all gangs to me. So why should I be a part of a gang? I can do that here in the streets. And so it's that lack of unity, that lack of oneness that the Bible talks about unifying. I think that's what's missing in some churches.
And that's what he sees. And a lot of times, yeah, and he's exactly right. We've gotten away from true religion. We don't preach that no more. We don't teach that. We don't preach against sin anymore. We don't preach against eternal life. We don't preach Jesus. You know, it's more now or prophetic ministry or name it, claim it type of message. And yeah, basically, the black churches have gotten away from that. And I think, basically, personally, it does offend some of the men who once were heavily involved in the ministry of the church now. And that type of preaching or teaching, I wouldn't say teaching, but preaching, have really driven them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what do you think?
You know what? I was going to ask. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to really ask. Did you say someone else spoke to him, or you spoke to him?
The Bishop Terry, okay. A friend of ours.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we have to ask. Why is it you don't attend church? Like I said, I know I'm in church because my parents took me there.
Hmm.
And a lot of people said, you know, they say, now, I had a drug problem when I was young. My mother drugged me. and they did. They took us. But now I think also today, and I find this among the younger parents, they don't really emphasize church. And that's a concern for my soul. But that's the thing. What is this next generation coming up on? And what do they really believe?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options out here now. Now you got the World Wide Web, you got so many choices, you got so many devices. And if you're not hooked to God, I'm telling you, there's a whole lot to get hooked on.
Pastor, do me a favor. Move a little bit more closer to so we can get a good view of you there. There we go. There you go. There's a man of God's face. There it is. But yeah, I mean you're right. I think the millennials, their parents aren't making them go to a place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not making them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they never get to really see the goodness of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, because that's something they're missing out on, man.
When I was living with my grandparents in Newcastle, Delaware, we didn't have a choice.
Same.
I don't care how far. And we would, I mean, my grandfather was a pastor. He built three churches.
Mm-hmm.
And he pastored the one that he built, and his church was about 45, 50 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter. There was only one time I was allowed to miss that service, and that was I was just so sick that I just couldn't go.
Couldn't make it.
But you better not come to him on Sunday morning asking him to stay home. It was just not an option. You were going to church whether you like it or not.
Right.
And yeah, that is missing. Now, you can't make them accept Christ, but you can introduce them to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to understand, in our home, if you're in our home, you're going to church.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like it, but you don't have a choice.
Amen.
There's a word that, when you said that, this hidden environment, you know, if you put us in the right environment, you know, we can produce some instantaneous. If you put us in the wrong environment, we can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you're going down with everybody that's there in that environment. The church, and when I was coming up, was the right environment for us because we got to know the Lord. And when I was coming up, two things you didn't do. You didn't talk back to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to school, I mean, I didn't have my books one day for school. Mm-hmm. My science teacher said, come on, let's go down to the hot room. Now, they wanted to give you some heat. They wanted to give you some heat, but of a different kind. They were paddling. They were disciplining. Mm-hmm. We weren't killing ourselves. We weren't killing other people. We weren't killing our parents. There's something going on today, and I look at all the violence. Every day or every other day, every other week, there's this mass killing. Somebody's killing this, and it's just out there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
It is because the enforcement of discipline is not like it was. I mean, and I come from that generation. I mean, you could, if you were late for class in junior high school, you were either going to be in the principal's office. Or you had two options. You either go to the principal's office, or you would get locked out, or you would get a paddle. And, yeah, we've gotten away from that now. And we're not saying that the church should turn to that type of discipline. But we're saying is it's at an alarming rate. And I have some more statistics here. It says here over 70% of the boys who are being raised in church will abandon it during their teens and 20s. Many of these boys will never return. That's an alarming rate.
Okay. Well, you know what? When I was coming up, and I'm telling the truth, yeah, when I wanted something, I would go after.
Come on.
And we really need to go after. Jesus said at one point to compel folks to come. If we could get out of it, I think there's a responsibility on the church. If we would cross it, and we talked about the crypts, the denominational lines, and if we would really, maybe that's something we need to do on the inside. Since we're there. We know the power of Christ.
Right.
We know that, hey, you don't want to go to Him. We want people to know Jesus. So we how bad do we want it, though?
Mm-hmm.
If we can forget about the fact, okay, your pastor's Pastor Tim and Pastor Williams said, I'm not overly worried about my numbers being greater than yours.
Right.
If I'm really concerned about souls, then I think we've got something to work with.
Amen.
But there's too much of this competition.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get away from that.
We do. Yeah. Because it is really creating division and schism and walls and really hurting the ministry of Christ. You know, when Jesus chose his disciples, he understood that they had issues. They all had good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they all didn't think the same. They had different personalities, and he knew that they would not agree. But yet, he chose them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the point is this, is that if we could, like you said, if we could just learn to get past numbers, denomination, and just get along and love as Christ loved, and love one another as Christ commanded us to love one another, then the world will know that we are his disciples. Mm-hmm. And then they may take notice a little more.
I'm going to throw something at you, not throw it at you, but just mention it. What Jesus said, I think it's Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they would see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So the church, although people won't go to church, we are the visible body of Christ.
Amen.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they need to see Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be we just want to go to church and have church. We've got to be the church.
Yeah.
And that's what they really need today, because they're looking for something and somebody that they can look up to, and it's sad to say they're not looking to the Lord for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we're here with Pastor Williams and Apostle James, and we're going back to video. We got more video locked and loaded.
Amen. And that call-in number, sir, is?
You see it right there on the screen.
There
on the screen, 323-870-4016. Call in with your questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you.
Amen, because I really want to see how this call-in system works. That's why I want people to call it. Call it for real.
Have you ever had?
Oh, you know what? We just pulled that system back up here just a little bit ago, and you know what? I know you gave me a song to put up. What song was it there, Pastor? I may have accidentally deleted it.
That's okay. Whatever you got.
Okay, well then.
On,
all right, well then, you know me. Maybe some you may
I
not like.
Was,
I don't
I
know.
Think it was Mercy Me.
No, okay, well, that's too late now.
Whatever you got.
It's too late now. I got.
You
trust me? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think y'all like this song, so we're going to pull this one up. None other than my main man, Kirk Franklin, right here on KAZ Radio, Cleveland's online inspiration station. I'm going to move that mic one more time.
It may be me.
No, I'm going to put it on. See how I got that one set up?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to set it up like that on that end, so that way we'll get a better view of him.
Yeah,
that's not good. Well,
I know you said the connection for me. I got to go back.
The KZ Radio.TV.
Okay.
Is
that all your family
friends? And it's on
Monday every month?
Mm-hmm.
It's on Monday every month.
Every
month. I got to see this.
Do you have a camera at your church?
No, but We're going to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, everything in its time, but
right.
Certainly you want to plan for it.
Absolutely.
Now, where are you located?
Right here. Oh, you in my church?
Yeah.
Oh, Lion of Judah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maple Heights.
Okay.
Kind of in the
now, are you the pastor there?
I'm the apostle there. No, Bishop Cole is still here.
Bishop Cole, that's my bishop. Bishop.
Well, Ronnie Coles.
Who was there?
Nobody.
No, I got you confused.
Okay.
There was another brother there right after Vernon.
Oh, yeah. There was somebody there for a minute.
What was his name?
Wait, was it Eric?
Eric.
Somebody.
Was he a Howard?
Yep, that was it.
Because I remember Larry Howard.
So,
Howard, yeah.
He was a Howard.
Yeah. But he's no longer there.
I don't know what he's at here.
We'll get a shot of you. Now, do you do this ministry in your church?
I'm in charge of media, not only a district, but a lot of church.
Are you?
Yeah.
Bring it down.
I've helped a lot of churches actually get started, plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Media is my, I like doing this kind of stuff. So this is where God has called me to do my ministry, like you said. And I love it. My whole goal when I got into ministry was I would joke with the Lord. I said, God, I want to be the Don King of the gospel. And what I meant by that, I want to provide that platform for men like you and Tim and other pastors to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ beyond the four walls.
Now, you know something? That's where we go. I was telling somebody, Jesus was not, quote unquote, a pulpit preacher.
Right.
He was out in the street.
Right.
And he was dealing with some of the, you know, support, you might call some of the worst people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they would even accuse him, say, now, if this man, if he was a man, if he knew what kind of woman this was.
Right. Right, right. But he was out there. And this technology is putting you out there. This technology, it puts you on all the social media. It puts you on YouTube, Roku. But what's awesome about it is when we're gone, your messages will still be there. Yeah. God is awesome. And doors are opening quickly for us, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, we do more than just this. You know, we have our boxes in churches all over the world, and they're streaming every Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, whenever they open the doors, they're streaming live. You can have a commercial camera, or you can have a handy cam, and you still get the same quality of picture. You know, it's really nice. And Yeah, so it's just a great opportunity to what I call level the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I haven't heard you preach, but you're probably a dynamic preacher.
He's a good preacher.
And probably put T.D. Jakes to shame, but you're not on that. You know what I'm saying? They don't know about you yet.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, we're back. That's a much better picture. Amen.
All right.
Cameras
done.
All right, we're back with Pastor Nathaniel Williams, and we want to ask that he would just give his church's information once again, so those of you that are streaming will know where he is.
Christian Light Church is located in Cleveland, Ohio, on the corner of 111 and Woodland, located in the Fellowship Hall of Greater Fellowship Assembly.
All right, anyone you want to give a shout out to that's streaming? That's
a great hi. Let me say hello to everybody, to all the saints, and let me just encourage you to pray. This is that time I was thinking of the other day in Ephesians 6:18, where Paul said, praying always.
Yes.
With all kinds of prayer. I remember, I'm going to tell you this little story real quick. When I was coming up, the boy, we were, you know, I was imitating Muhammad Ali and so was some of the other stuff. But the girls didn't fight like that. They would scratch you, bite you. They would throw everything at you. Well, Paul says in that verse, all kinds of prayer. And we need to pray. And then he said, and watching them too, and like you set your alarm clock to alarm at a certain time, we've got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, because that's how we really overcome this attack of the enemy, and also get those men in the church.
And it's a training process. When Jesus called his disciples, he trained them before he sent them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure they were all the same age. Some of them were younger, some of them were older, but it wasn't an issue of who's younger, who's older. It's an issue of who's willing and who's not. And so when we talk about encouraging or trying to get our men back in the church,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
we've already established that they're not gonna come in. We have to go and get them, and that's the important factor. Is we have to go where they are, and secretly, I believe they're looking for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, in the midst of, if you can look at it from this perspective, through all the problems that we see, you know, with our men. Yeah, they need our help. And as I stated, Jesus was not standing in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there laying hands on the sick. He was out there giving sight to the blind. And so we've got to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got this message. He does say, the song said, to the utmost, Jesus says, he'll pick you up and turn you around.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of men who we can reach and need to reach, but we've got to go again. We've got to go fishing.
Okay, I'm not Jesus. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Now, I'm not Jesus. That's what he did.
Yeah. Well, he gave us that same crown.
Okay.
It's in there. I want to say it's
Luke 19. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
But he gave us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. We have that power. And that power that we have is not to, just for our own benefit. Unfortunately,
right.
It's housed here, and we just focus on ourselves. That's not why God gave us power.
Amen.
That power is to go out and to help others to come and come into this family that we are on our way to one day. We want them in there, because if you're not covered by God, you're covered by that other fellow,
right.
Which is he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He got an evil agenda, and he worked it in
them. Amen. And I think that the world has a way of blinding us.
Oh, yeah.
To the ways of God, and the Bible teaches that. Love not the world, nor the things of the world, because they are not of God. This is not his system. And part of our training is through prayer, okay, through a living example, living a holy, clean life, which was holiness is, because we have been set aside for holiness. Jesus didn't just save us for us to just die and go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He saved us for a purpose. And that is to seek and to save that which was lost as he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I believe that if we just stick to his plan and do it his way, a lot of souls will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is sticking to his plan.
His plan. Yeah.
And that's the challenge that we have as believers, individually and collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hump that we need to learn to get over through encouraging one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We've got about 10 minutes.
Pretty much.
Okay, we're going to go back to video.
Man, you and these, boy, you and these videos, I tell you, I can find, you know, I can always find a video. You know that.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
You're giving me the
tire. He's been here all day, so.
Okay.
But just grab another video and slide that in, and we're gonna come back with Pastor Williams, okay, with a closing statement and encouraging word, and then we'll be finished for the night. All right. We hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast, but we got more video locked and loaded for you. So we're going to Pastor. We're going to Pastor's going to bring that up for you, and we'll be right back with Pastor Nathaniel Williams, multi-talented Pastor Nathaniel Williams.
Amen.
They should be able to look at us and see a better way. But
That's not happening. So we've got to get out.
We've got to get out more. And I just that question just came to mind while we were talking off the air. And when you mentioned Jesus was active in his ministry, he did his ministry in the neighborhood. He did his ministry. He went in places where people dared to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Where people who were mm-hmm. forsaken, people who were overlooked, mm-hmm. people who were rejected, lepers, prostitutes, yeah. Tax collectors, mm-hmm. and even Pharisees. And he went to the places where that looked dangerous, that were dangerous. You know, he wasn't afraid to do that. And so I thought I would ask that question because a lot of times the church is looking to us as leaders to do it,
mm-hmm.
okay, and not just to say it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But what they need to understand is that, which you mentioned earlier, that we're a body. And if we could just learn to appreciate one another's gifts,
mm-hmm.
then the body will be that much more powerful and strong than we'll be. If we could just learn to value souls
mm-hmm.
like Jesus did, if we could just give our life for our fellow man in order that they might be saved and then more souls would be saved. So, yes, I just thought I would ask that because it takes more than us just being behind the pulpit. We have to be active.
Yeah.
We have to be out there just as much as the parishioners are.
Okay.
Leading the charge like Jesus did.
Yes. Yes.
And it has to start with the men. I'm just passionate about men's ministry.
Yeah.
I see that a lot of our men are hurting.
You ain't got them.
You're
on the right thing.
I'm passionate about men's ministry. I see a lot of our men are hurting, younger men are hurting.
Yeah.
You see a countless number of men who are coming by our church today, and you can see that they're looking for an answer. And I always tell Little Star that we have to be able to meet their need.
Yeah.
Because there's no excuse that we don't have it. If we don't have it, then why? And we have to be able to meet it with more than just a word.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And they're looking for genuine love.
Yeah.
And if our families are going to be strong, if our children are going to have the role model that they need, it has to start with the head of the house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. We've got about 4 minutes left in our broadcast, so I'm going to ask Pastor Williams once again if there's anything that he would like to say in our closing gift to address to his church again. Maybe encouraging word.
Okay. Well, let me give an encouraging word to you because that's a great work and a great desire that you have to see the men come to know the Lord. Men have a great impact given to them from the Lord. I know this for a fact. Because he laid man first. Never the reason for him doing it. He was to lead others to God. So, yeah, my encouragement is to you and just to say thank you for having me here. But real quick, that address to the church again is the actual address is 11012 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. But it's right on the corner of 111th and Woodland. Currently, we're meeting in the morning. 9:15, so you got to get up early. Jesus got to bring me in.
Amen.
9:15, just 1 hour, 10:15. But certainly come by. We'd love to have you there.
We're going to get by there one Sunday if I can ever break away. It's just kind of hard. I know you have afternoon services.
We had one this coming Sunday. So we try to do one at least once a month.
Now, you also have a CD that's coming out, or is it?
Yeah, it's out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we don't have to get
it. You bring it?
It's in the car.
Oh, well.
Only, but
we could have played it in the background music while we were.
Now, is this a musical CD or?
It's a musical CD. You know what? Can I say this real quick?
Sure.
Because I'm doing a live recording of a sermon coming up on the 15th of May. That's at 4 p.m. So you're welcome to come then. But we'll have that soon also.
Okay.
Just to get the word out in any way that we can, because I just believe that God's word is overpowering the devil's word. Let me put it that way.
Oh, and every aspect of life.
Amen.
The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Without the word, you have no power.
That's right.
You have no power to overcome the enemy. And so we want to also invite you to come visit us at Little Star Missionary Baptist Church, 11610 Superior Avenue. Our Sunday services begin at 11 o'clock a.m. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30, and every Wednesday we're there for prayer meeting and Bible study. And unfortunately, Pastor, we would not be able to be with you on the 15th because on the third Sunday of this month, we'll be celebrating our Men and Women's Day. We have the Men and Women's Day. The men will be in charge of the service in the morning. We have Reverend Jeffrey Doggett, who's going to be our morning speaker, and then in the afternoon, the women will be in charge, and we have his wife, Pastor Denise Cunningham Doggett, who you know. So we have the Doggett that's going to be invading us, invading Little Star on the third Sunday in May. But we wish you all the best, and we're going to do our very best to get by one of your afternoon services before the year is out. But in the meantime, we will encourage you to keep up the good work, and just be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And just keep on the whole armor of God, because you got a lot to offer to a lot of people who are looking for answers. And we know that the answer is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank Pastor Williams for being with us this evening. We thank Apostle James for engineering the broadcast. On behalf of myself, Pastor Williams, and Apostle James, we say to you good night and have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Listen, thank you. I like this.
Thank you.
Get you back here soon. Well, listen, I'm thankful. But I needed to see this, because this is, you know where you want to go, but sometimes you don't know how to get there.
Come on.
Take somebody else who's there already to say, hey, here's what you can do. You can do this. And do that. So bless you. I really want to tune in and actually, witness.
You can do that tonight.
Yeah.
It's archived tonight.
Is that right?
Well, yep, it's archived right now.
Okay. So wait a minute. Let me write this down. I know you sent it to my Facebook, but let me just put it with you. I haven't been on there, I'll tell you the truth. What is this?
Okay.
I'll write it over here.
I'm not ready. KZ Radio TV Network.
All right.
And the dress and everything.
All on there and everything you're looking for is right there. Now, this phone number is that. Is this Boss's
number? That's his number.
Okay. Fantastic. If I want to look at it, I can just go here.
Go right there. Okay. Go right there and you'll see the archive, Evening Praise.
Yep, he'll be right on the.
Pastor Williams.
Yeah, if you went, if you go to the station there, this is what it looks like.
Now, wait a minute, what did you just do?
I just went to the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the website. This is what you see when you go to kzradio.tv, and this is what it looks like.
I'm well. How are you?
It's good to clear up in a second.
Come on, man.
Good to be alive.
Amen.
Had a good weekend.
I think I told you
about
there, man. I was
about to church. That's it. So, okay. He's there. And then here you are. So you came in, and there you go.
We were supposed to have two other pastors in. One called and said he wasn't going to make it, and the other one just never showed up.
Oh,
so it really was supposed to be a round table of pastors with four of us. But I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad to be here.
We'll do this again.
Okay.
Real soon.
Please.
I would love to. When your CD comes out, give me a call.
Okay.
Well, I got it.
Okay. I'm not Jesus. We all play the other side.
We'll come on both at the same time. That will be third Sunday.
Okay. But I'll let you know. I'll take a call. We'll get you back in here.